Hey folks, Dan Frio here with your closing bell for February 19th, 2025. So what we got to see today is the Federal Reserve notes. Take a deep dive into that because the reason why you're here is our slogan is one application, one credit pool. We're going to shop your loan to over 30 different lenders. So how do we do that? I'll give you all my information at the end of this video, folks. But my name is Dan Frio. I do a report every day or twice a day to let you guys know and what's going on with real estate. We focus in on rates because I don't know where you live and I don't know what home prices are doing in your area. So my goal here is to help navigate you through all this piece of that puzzle. So let's get to the news that we're seeing today right through here. Fed officials are worried about tariffs impacts on inflation. So they're just going to keep rates on hold right now. And I kind of don't blame them. But since that the notes were released today, you saw mortgage rates actually come down a little bit. So right about 2 o'clock this afternoon, the notes, Federal Reserve notes came in. And since there, the market rallied a little bit. Bringing us back up to these levels again. So they're up 17 ticks. If you look at it where we were week over week, we're basically kind of where we were last week, last Thursday-ish. So that's what we're seeing on the rate front. But let's go over to here real quick. And Steve Leisman actually is reading the notes from the Federal Reserve. Let's get his take on this. I cut it a little bit short because then they just start going off on a tangent. But let's see the CNBC's take on what they thought of the Federal Reserve minutes that were just released about 2 o'clock this afternoon. Take it away, CNBC.
Fed minutes, Steve Leisman is there. Steve, what can you tell us?
Minutes from the January meeting are replete with mentions of concern, both to the upside and the downside for the economy from potential policies from the Trump administration. The committee says that it's well positioned to take time to assess the evolving outlook. The Fed wants to see further inflation progress before making additional adjustments to the fund's target as long as the economy remains near maximum employment. Quote, there's a high degree of uncertainty made it appropriate for the committee to take a careful approach. Trade and immigration policies were cited as having, quote, the potential to hinder the disinflation process. Business contacts were telling the Fed they, quote, would attempt to pass on to consumers higher input costs arising from potential tariffs. They were also reporting an increase in uncertainty generally from changes coming to federal government policies. However, they were also expressing optimism in the economic outlook for the potential easing of government regulations and tax policy. So both upside and downside potential effects seen by the Fed from their business contacts about changes in policy. Some were concerned it may be difficult to distinguish, this is a line we've heard before, the distinguish between persistent and temporary policy changes from new government policies, as in changes to the inflation rate. More favorable regulatory environment was seen as an upside risk for growth. Now, here's the key here. Many still wanted additional evidence of continued disinflation to support the view that inflation was headed towards the 2% target. Inflation was still expected to head there, but progress was seen as potentially uneven. They cited easing nominal wage growth, anchored inflation expectations, and also reduced pricing power. The committee saw notable progress towards price stability, but inflation was somewhat elevated. A few noting the Fed funds rate, quote, may not be far above its neutral level. Guys, I'll leave it there for now, but there's a lot to digest here. But I think reading these minutes, you really get the flavor that the Fed is watching what's happening, say, just down the street from here at the White House and in Congress for how those policies are going to affect the U.S. economy.
All right, you said a lot.
I'll leave it at that. So basically, they're just like, we don't know. And I'm cool with that. I'd rather them not knee-jerk react and do something that's going to hinder us down the for the long term. So I think that they're just going to stay on standby right now. So, but also the Secretary of the Treasury came out last week and said, you know, we're not as focused on the Fed, what the Fed's doing right now. Our biggest focus is going to be toward the 10-year Treasury. So we're going to also monitor that. And you can see that down here at the below the bottom of my screen as well. So I chart all this stuff for you guys every day and what's going on behind the scenes. So tomorrow we have continued jobless claims coming in. That's really the only thing coming out tomorrow. And then on Friday, we have manufacturing numbers and some other things. So nothing really on the radar other than the unemployment claims for tomorrow that should be really disrupting the markets anytime soon. So that's what we're having in the markets right now. So who I am and what do I do? Let's get back to that. So if you're watching this video, I hope you've watched all the way till the end. So here's what I am. I'm actually a mortgage loan officer. I don't do YouTubes for a living. I just do these to help educate you guys out there. When you're trying to ponder, you know, should I buy that first house? Should I refinance? Maybe I have, you know, investment properties in my wheelhouse. So, you know, can I get some help with that? That's what I'm here for. Okay. So I'm licensed in all 50 states as well as Puerto Rico. And the reason for that is I work at People's Bank and Trust. We're a federal bank. Okay, so the unique thing is, and the reason why I joined the People's Bank, is they're a growing company, and they're growing and growing and growing, and we want to become one of the country's largest mortgage brokers. Right now, we're set up with over 30 different lenders. So that's how I have the availability to work in every state that you're out there, and then instead of you going out there contacting, you know, 4, 5, 6, 7 different lenders, trying to get different quotes and everything, let's do the heavy work for you. You focus in on what you do for a living, your family, and finding that perfect house. Let us worry about the financing piece of this. So to reach out to me and my team, visit us at therateupdate.com. And right up through there, you can put in your application right here. You can schedule a one-on-one consultation with me, and we basically kind of do just like this. You ask me questions, and I answer those for you. And then if you're comfortable, we move forward. Otherwise, if you want to call us, scroll down to the bottom of our website right through here, and you're going to find our 800 number. It's 844-775-5626. Or if you're having problems reaching us, or you just want to reach me personally and jump ahead of everybody else, well, shoot me an email to dan@therateupdate.com. Please leave your information, leave your question also with your name and contact information. Love to reach out to you and answer that question and maybe any other questions that you might have. So thanks so much for watching, folks. God bless you. Have a fantastic evening. Be warm out there. We're in Chicago and it's negative, I think, 7 out there right now. So thanks for watching. If you haven't subscribed yet, please do that down below. So every time I post a video, you get an alert. Thanks for watching, folks. See you tomorrow. Bye-bye.